The Wisconsin Badgers football team plays the Maryland Terrapins Saturday, and their inaugural game is Big Ten Conference opponents. Maryland and Rutgers, two East Coast schools, join the traditionally Midwestern league this season. It's part of a larger trend in college sports where schools have been switching from one conference to another since Nebraska joined the Big Ten in 2011. We wanted some perspective, so we called Ben Strauss. He's a contributing writer for the New York Times who's written about the bigger Big Ten, which is actually now comprised of 14 schools. Ben Strauss, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Terry.
It's understandable what schools like Maryland have at stake in wanting to join a conference like the Big Ten, bigger payouts, presumably. But what about schools like the University of Wisconsin, which seem to be doing very well?
Traditional Big Ten country has been losing population for a couple of decades. Look at the Rust Belt, you know, places like Detroit. For a long time, the state of Michigan had a much greater population than the state of Georgia. And now they're about even, and NFL players are coming increasingly in larger and larger numbers from the southern and western part of the country. And so when you look around and you see, you ask, why is the SEC so much better than the Big Ten, or why is Big Ten football struggling the way it is, and you can really point to population as a big reason why. And even the best recruits at this point, you know, are leaving the Midwest and going to the SEC because it's just so well accepted that that's where the best football is played. And so when you go and you get Rutgers and you get Maryland, you increase your population base talent-wise, but you also are set up for a television contract when you get the markets of New York City and Washington, D.C.
Where do schools like the University of Wisconsin fit into this new landscape?
Well, Wisconsin is one of the big boys. In 2013, only Texas had more revenue than Wisconsin's athletic department, which brought in nearly $150 million, according to a USA Today database. And part of that is a big bump in contributions and donations that year. But Wisconsin's no slouch, you know, when compared to Michigan or Ohio State or, you know, anyone in the SEC for that matter.
Is this because of realignment? Could Wisconsin stand to gain or lose because of the new shifting landscape?
Yeah, that's an issue. I guess they're pretty well entrenched in the Big Ten, and you know, I guess some of their student athletes will travel longer distances on planes because they'll have to go to New Jersey and they'll have to go to Maryland. But the television contract, they stand to make more money.
What do you see in the future? Are we going to see conferences changing every year and schools jumping conferences year to year, or do you think we'll ever reach a point where everybody decides this is where we're going to stay for the long run?
Yeah, I think everybody around college sports is sort of wondering the same thing. And sort of what the future holds is pretty unclear. I mean, you just look right now, given the Obama decision came this summer, and...
That's a good point. The Big Ten is going to need more money if football players in the future are going to get paid.
Well, a lot of them have, you know, significant streams of revenue, and so whether it's more money or different budgeting, I think that's a question also.
Ben Strauss, thanks for being with us.
Absolutely.
Ben Strauss is a contributing writer for the New York Times.